Gene Siriani is trying to tell us something. As a healthcare provider, she's seen how the body wears out, gives up, or is wounded beyond repair. But most of us can't seem to communicate with one another about this most basic fact of our existence, that it will end.
We all know we're going to die, but we still don't talk about it. We still don't sit down and make those plans. Studies show that 70% of us would like to die at home, and 12 to 15% of us actually do die at home. Many of us are still dying with more pain and more suffering than we should have.
Siriani says that 4 out of 5 of us die without advanced medical directives. In fact, we rarely make any specific end-of-life desires known to our loved ones because we avoid the topic.
I mean, we can't even make that decision, so we expect our family and our friends to do it. Probably not the best way to deal with the end of your life.
Siriani and Carolyn Ringo will walk participants through The 5 Wishes, a series of questions that lets you consider what you want if you become seriously ill. Developed by a man who worked with Mother Teresa for more than a decade, it's a living will that includes not only your medical directives, but also your personal, emotional, and spiritual wishes. These considerations are, of course, connected. For example, if emergency medical people respond to a person who's having a heart attack, their sole aim will be to get the patient to the hospital alive, no matter how old or otherwise ill the person is.
1 out of 10 elderly, frail people who have cardiopulmonary resuscitation done on them survive. 1 out of 10. And most of them have some sort of tissue or organ damage after the cardiopulmonary resuscitation. So at the end of your life, having people jumping up and down on your chest is probably not what you want to have done. If you don't have a CPR directive, they will assume that you want CPR.
Things can get more confusing and complicated once you get to the hospital. There are questions about life support, about organ donation, about disposition of the body.
If we get into the hospital and we're unable to make decisions, the doc will, at that point, gather all the interested people that he recognizes can find, and they, as a group, will designate a person, and that person then becomes your proxy. But, I mean, if you haven't discussed with your family or your friends what it is you want at the end of your life, how can this person know? And if at the end of your life you've not designated anybody, the doc can't find anybody who will be your proxy, they will appoint a guardian. And a guardian can end up in the courts trying to figure out who's going to do it. So you're just kind of laying there waiting. And they're in court trying to figure out who's going to make the decisions. So I think the main thing here is talk about it.
If you've been putting it off, here's your opportunity to talk about death and dying and get a document in place. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.